Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is, we're starting out with the Jefferson Library Director, Jane Millard, now joining us. So thank you very much, Jane, for coming on.
Thank you, Coltrane. I have lots to tell you about today.
Well, let's get right to it with the recently completed Adult Winter Reading Program, which just completed its 13th year. Can you tell us a little bit about the details of that, how many people participated, and maybe some of the highlights from that program?
We had 28 people in our program who completed it this year, and they've been reading since the middle of January for 2 months, and in that time, they read 417 books together. Our theme this year was Words at Play, and we had so much fun together. We studied the benefits of brain games on our health and wordplay and reading and the importance of keeping our brains healthy and active throughout all of our lives. We got together for speed gaming and a book discussion and a movie and other times we spent together. They also had an activity packet that they completed, and that was full of brain games. We had 12 local businesses sponsor our program this year, and we want to thank them so much for donating prizes and rewarding these folks for their reading this winter. And that also included the Friends of the Library sponsored this program.
Now let's go over something that's going to be coming up here relatively soon to the Jefferson City Council, and it's the long-awaited and still continuing feasibility study about what to do with your facility here at the library. So can you give us an update, Jane, about how that's been going along?
I'm really pleased to give you a progress report. A committee of community residents have been meeting since October with architects Pete Franks and Ray Tobin of the Franks Design Group in Glenwood, Iowa, to study design options for a future expansion of the current library facility. The feasibility study is made possible with Grow Green County funding approved by the Jefferson City Council. Along with city and library representatives, the committee meets each month with the architects to study floor plan designs for a 20,000 square foot library facility and what spaces a new library might include, such as study rooms, large meeting rooms, a larger teen area, a dedicated space for children's story time and other children's programs, the Friends of the Library book sales, and larger staff work areas. Three options have been presented: renovation and expansion on the current library site to include the historic Carnegie Building and remain at its Lincoln Way location, adaptive reuse of an existing building in the community, and construction of an all-new library building in another location. The study committee will have a few more meetings with the architect and then will present their recommendations to the Library Board of Trustees, the City Council, and the community later this spring. Those who are interested in the work of the committee are welcome to follow along by looking for reports and slides showing the design options that can be found on the library website. A reminder that this is a feasibility study of possible expansion designs. These are not construction or architectural plans yet. There will be other work to do in the future, but we are really interested in keeping the public informed of our progress.
All right. So after that wonderful update, and we're looking forward to seeing what the conclusions come out of that are, you've got another special program coming up in conjunction with the Green County Historical Society, which I know you've teamed up before in the past to bring in certain special programming. Talk to us about what's going to be happening here later on in the month of April.
We had a speaker named David Conan last fall talk about Iowans who served in the Confederacy. We enjoyed his talk so much, we've invited him back. Sunday, April 24th at 2 p.m. at the Green County Historical Museum, David will speak about Josiah Grinnell and the Underground Railroad in Iowa. This program is, as you said, a partnership with the Library and the Historical Society and also Humanities Iowa. It is free and open to the public, and we hope that you can join us.
And now we turn our attention over to the Youth Services Librarian, Stephanie Hall, here. And so, Stephanie, to kick off your part of the program, can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming toddle-through event, which is the triumphant return of what's known as Toddler Fest?
Green County Library Association and funding through the Green County Board of Supervisors is pleased to announce the 15th annual Toddler Fest toddle-through. When the community first met earlier this year, we were excited to bring back the event that we haven't been able to host for the last 2 years. During this meeting, we spoke with Greene County Public Health, and for safety reasons, the committee decided to hold the event. However, it will look a little different than past years. Toddle Through is our 2022 Toddler Fest event for children ages 2 to 5. Toddle Through will be held at each of the 6 Greene County Library locations. So that's a little different than past years. During the event, children 2 to 5 will receive an activity bag that is designed to meet the needs of toddlers' developmental stages, resources from area organizations, a snack, a book that is sponsored by the Jefferson Rotary. Each family will also receive a bag from Partnership for Families. We will also have a special guest, the mouse from the children's book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, by Laura Numeroff. Toddle Through will be held April 2nd, 6th, and 9th, which coincides with National Library Week and the Week of the Young Child. Toddle Through, April 2nd, will be at the Peyton Public Library from 9 to 11, the Rippey Public Library from 10 to 12, and the Jefferson Public Library from 2 to 4. April 6th event will be held at the Sherdan Public Library from 9 to 11 a.m. and the Scranton Public Library from 5 to 6 p.m. April 9th will be our last toddle through at the Grand Junction Public Library from 2 to 4 p.m. And this event is only possible through the support of the Greene County Board of Supervisors, organizations, and volunteers who support libraries in Greene County.
You got multiple different days to include all 6 of the county libraries. If somebody cannot make it during those times, are they out of luck? Do they have to be there during those times to get that material?
You do not have to go to your local library to receive the material. You can go to any of those events and any of the libraries in Greene County. So hopefully they're able to meet sometime in there and connect with a library. If they are not able to meet at one of those events, though, we will not have extras to give out, and it will only be while supplies last.
Your National Library Week, you kind of hinted at it in conjunction with Toddler Fest. Is there any other specific things that you're doing during that week in honor of that?
Well, actually, during the whole month, we are in the Children's Department. We are going to carry through the Connect with Your Library is the theme for this year's National Library Week, which is April 4th through the 9th. Children and families this month will be able to connect with the Jefferson Public Library through weekly and monthly games such as Connect Four, a weekly buzzword. Scrabble and Bananagrams will be played on April 13th, and that's open for children and teens. This month we will also have a large Connect the Dot table activity, so anyone who comes in to visit can help connect the dots, and at the end it will be this nice, beautiful picture. We will also be hosting, of course, No School Movie Monday, but this time we have a little twist to our No School Movie Monday, which is April 18th. It's going to be a mystery movie. So for the first 2 weeks of April, children can come in and they can vote on which movie they want to see, but they will not know the title. It will only be a little summary of what the movie would be about, and then they can pick kind of a spin-off of Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. On April 20th, we will bring back our toddler story time, which will run from 10 to 11:30, and that will run every Wednesday until May 25th. Along with all those activities, of course, we have our weekly crafts and STEM projects throughout the month.
All right. Now, some of those activities that you kind of listed off there, such as Movie Monday, can you go back and review for us not only the dates, but the times that those will be happening?
The Movie Monday will be from 1 to 3. It will be located in our basement, so we do have a limit of 20, so you will have to pre-register, which is going to be part of another mystery. You don't know what you're going to get until you get there. So that one there. The other ones, there will be no registration for, so it's just open for anyone who would like to come in.
And that's our guest with today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our Jefferson Library Director is Jane Millard, along with the Youth Services Librarian, Stephanie Hall, joining us. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.